Hello, welcome to session 4. I have some things I'd like to share. I hope they are helpful. I hope you're having a positive day, or your day went well, and it's evening time for you. So welcome, and let's get started. So, I want to start with the end of the days. Specifically, when we get up and we focus and we clear our minds and we do our meditation, we do our prayers, and we get right with ourselves, we're able to get through the day for the most part, you know, staying busy with work, whatever we're doing, and we carry on throughout the day. And hopefully we make it through, you know, with a positive mentality and positive energy. But really what I'm getting to is the evening time. When the day is over and you're left alone in the darkness to be with your thoughts. How we handle that is critical, absolutely critical. And what brings me to this is because I have such a history with this. I'm fine through the day, and then at nighttime, I've got nothing left to do, and I'm left alone to just sit there and think. I'm easily sucked into my thoughts, and you know, for the most part, it's easy to dig out of, but sometimes it is very difficult. And I have to remind myself that the process is not just the start of the day. It is not. And we have to remain focused at the end of the day to take the time to ourselves. And we cannot allow the thoughts to take over, you know, lose that positive mentality. Now, I've struggled over the last week or so with this, which is why I want to talk about it. Because I get lost in my head, you know. And like I said, this is a journey, this is a process, and it is going to take me some time to get to where I need to be. But I will get there. And you will get there. It's just a matter of staying focused and staying on the course. So we have to be positive at the end of the night. You know, we can't get sucked into our thoughts. And it's okay to have thoughts. You know, it's okay to think about things. You know, I'm going through so much right now. You know, I have so much on my plate. And I feel good about where I am. I feel good about what I'm doing and how I'm going about my days. But you know, we have to remain focused and do the work at the end of the day. And that's something that I have to keep, you know, beating into my own mind. Because I feel great, you know, for the most part through the days. I feel great. I have my moments, you know, but I process it and I move forward. So I think it's absolutely imperative that we focus at the end of the day just as hard as we do in the morning. And, you know, throughout the day, you know, just because we're no longer busy, we're no longer working, it doesn't mean that we stop the process, you know, it doesn't mean that it's the end, you know, it keeps going. You have to put in the work even before you go to bed, you know, take the time out to be alone and to regroup and refocus, because who knows what happens throughout the day? Who knows what we're going through? And we're not able to process it maybe at the time. And then when we get home, you know, when the day's over, then it hits us and we're processing it then. And we're forgetting to take the steps to focus it in a positive way and to process it in a healthy way. And, you know, I feel like that's extremely important. It's definitely a task, but if we continue to practice, which is what it is, we continue to practice That's what it takes, you know, to change our habits, not to go into a spiral or a drink, you know, and that's one of my challenges as well. You know, I've been doing pretty well with that, and I like to stay on that course, you know. Don't get me wrong, I have my cocktails from time to time, but to remain healthy with it and not allow it to consume us is crucial. And that's very important, you know, because once we go down that road, it's not easy to get out of. And we all deal with stuff, heartache, losses, you know, but we can overcome it. We're better than that, you know. I'll get personal for a moment, and I've got a lot of things happening where, you know, I'm going to end up going through a divorce, which is okay. You know, that's all right. It happens. Not where we all want to be, you know, but, you know, some people just aren't meant to be together, and that's just the way it ends up, you know. So I'm handling that, and that's something that I'm dealing with, and I try and process it as best I can, which is why it's important for me to continue the steps that I'm taking. Because there is a light, you know, through the darkness, there is a light, and we are that light. And we have to remember that, you know, we have people that rely on us, people that count on us. So just because we're going through something doesn't mean that we give up and just quit, you know, because there is no quit. We must keep going. That's another important thing, you know. We all have people who depend on us and rely on us, you know, whether we realize that or not, you know, we do. So, end of the day, meditation is key. I definitely am aware of this, but we are capable of so much, you know. We're capable of doing so many great things, and I have to keep saying that because the world seems like it gets darker every day, and there's so many horrible, horrible things that keep happening. And the only way to persevere is for us to be positive, for us to make the change and to be the change. And that's what I'm trying to do for my personal growth. I want to be the change in someone's life, you know. I want to affect others in a positive way. You know, I have so much that I've gone through, and I feel like, you know, when my time is up, I hope to God that my story gets told, and I will do everything I can to share it, because it's going to change somebody's life if it hasn't already. And we all have such a story to tell. We all go through things. So if we can continue to process and keep changing for the better, you know, get our mental state healthy, get our spiritual state healthy. This is where the energy comes from. This is where all that positive energy is enforced. And if we are all on the same wavelength, we're all on the same level, it's going to get better. Things are going to change. Things are going to happen for the better. And we have to start that now. We have to. It's such an urgency to make the world better. And it starts with us as individuals. You know, it starts with us. If we're healthy and we're happy and we're in a positive mindset, we have that energy carried around with us, we're glowing, people will be affected by that. That energy spreads. So we need to keep going. We definitely do. And I just want to reiterate, we all go through things. We definitely do. We all struggle. We have our own personal struggles, but we can get through it. It's just a matter of wanting to do it. It's a matter of your mindset and just changing to be better. To want to be better. Not just for anyone else, but for ourselves. And, you know, that's something that I like to keep in mind. You know, even though I want people to see the change in me, I started this process for myself because I naturally wanted to be better. I wanted to be a better human being, a better father, So, you know, we can do this. It can be done. And I hope and pray that some of you out there that listen are taking the steps to change. It doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter. You can get through it. You just have to believe in yourself. Figure out who you are. Take the time to meditate. Take the time to get to know who you are and what you actually want in your life. And when you get that answer, you can run with it. Just run and take it as far as you can. Daily, do the work. And just, you have to take it step by step, day by day as well. You know, we all want things down the road, but we have to set a healthy pace and set boundaries. Set boundaries to protect yourself emotionally, spiritually. You know, it's okay to share and help, but when we exhaust ourselves into everyone else, we lose that energy. And sometimes it's hard to get back. So be cautious in what you do. You know, make sure that you have healthy boundaries. I'm going to leave it at that for today. I like where this went. I hope that it helps you. Maybe inspires you a little bit to change something in your life. To be better. To remember that you're not alone on the journeys that you're taking. You're not. I'm with you. I'm right there with you. I care. I genuinely care. And I want to see people doing better. As much as I want myself to be better. This is what it's about. So with that, I hope you have yourselves a great day or enjoy the rest of your evening. Positive mindset, positive mentality. That's what we do. And then we get positive results at the end of the day. Keep your focus. Be yourself. Be strong. Thank you for listening.